But because there are many brothers and sisters have good have testimony to share, so we shall continue to share testimony before we pray. So we sing hymn 393.
Actually, to be able to bear testimony really takes a lot of courage. And the story starts. In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak a few words. During the first week coming to communion to here as the auditor, I had many prayers actually that made me feel quite good. During one of the prayers, towards the end of the first week at NYTS, I saw a motion picture in my head. There were two people, one is father, the other one is son. And don't ask me why I get that picture. And the first thing is the son traveled a long way and finally got to a place of the father. And once he saw his father, he was very excited, and to a point, he was also very emotional too. He started to cry and saying and telling his father that, "I'm finally here. I'm really here. I did not let you down." And at the same time, when father saw his son coming back, he was also very excited and emotional at the same time too. He hurriedly he went to him and gave him a hug and telling him that, I know that you are coming back. I've been waiting here for you for a long time." So when I was seeing those things, I was wondering if I also heading the same direction as this son in the turn of a heavenly journey. And all of a sudden, I started to feel so sad in my heart, and I also cried, because during that moment, I can see our God in heaven, actually, how painful or how willingly He was is waiting there for us day and night. And He was hit that kind of urge in His heart. So, and at the same time, I also realized that how painful if we actually chose to go another way and decide not to come back. And that's, and then how painful that God will actually feel. So when I realized it, I cried even harder. And I couldn't stop because I knew God really loved us very much. However, the most beautiful part of this story is actually appear to be the father and son actually loves each other. That's why son was making a journey back to the house and the father is waiting outside for the son. And at the same time, we know that the son actually encountered a lot of difficulties on his way. So that's why we can see how excited when he finally met his father, he was crying and shedding tears. The picture ends right here. And during the second year at NYTS, I started as a GP student, and for some reason I started to experience bad prayers, and I feel like there are more and more obstacles that I face in the prayers, and that was something I didn't quite understand why. How come things change so quick, just by a couple of days? And servitude is the main thing. The main emphasis of GP. While traveling along the journey and hoping one day that we'll reach heaven, and inevitably we'll face challenges and difficulties that might wear our spirituality out. At the moment, are we able to say we feel that we love God? Or do we still have the faith to continue our journey? In the second week, we also saw a lot of pictures from Woody's Africa trip. And I was thinking that maybe I'll probably die out like a couple of days after I reached that point. And then I was wondering, how did they do that? Won't they burn out or stuff like that? And we all believe that we love God very much, but most of our faith are shaken when our belief are challenged or we encounter certain difficulties in our life. Even though I start to have good prayers in the second week, I was pretty sure that still need to pray. And sometimes people may ask why. I think these are three reasons that I sought out from Bible. Job chapter 2 verse 10, he replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" God has his purpose for everything. And we enjoy good time, but sometimes we might encounter bad times. We experience good prayers, but we also encounter bad prayers. But what do we do when we encounter bad prayers? And we can turn to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. This is what the sovereign God, the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you will have none of it." Through many brothers and sisters' testimonies, we also know that we can obtain this peace and quietness in our prayer. And when we go back in order to transform and change to a new self, we need three things. Actually, they are wisdom, courage, and discipline. And actually, prayers is the foundation of receiving those renewal strength. And let's turn to another verse. It's Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And this actually tells us what we need to do when we are facing troubles. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. In the Chinese version, actually, instead of saying hope, it's saying wait for God's time. Even though I was crying desperately while praying during the second week, I had hoped that God will help me somehow. And I know that beside him, there's no other salvation or there's no other help. I need to continue to pray. Otherwise, I won't be able to withstand the challenges of my own sinful nature once I step out from here. And while we are jolly preparing to leave this place, is everything really over once we step out from here? And the answer is pretty clear, no. Actually, another spiritual battle is just about to begin. However, are we ready for that? And what do we need to do once we encounter those difficult times and those stress in our life again? Should we just fall back to our own nature again? And let's all turn to Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. "I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Actually, our heavenly journey begins with prayer, and you will actually end or conclude with prayer also. Do we know that our Heavenly Father is waiting at the other end earnestly for our return back to his place? Do we really love our Heavenly Father?
Thank God for the testimony. A lot of time when you read Bibles, it is like a computer keying into the memories. And then when we are praying, those verses or those pictures from the Bible will simply pop up. And those pop-up pictures or verses actually will give us lessons or guidance in that moment that we need. I think the photos that was in Brother Jerry's mind was the photo of lost sons. He can sense the first week when he prayed over here, it's so wonderful to return back to the love of God. The Lord is waiting for him. And then he was moved to tears at that time. So, I be honest with you, it's easier to see sister pray with tears. Not too easy to see brothers pray with tears. But so, it's indeed the mighty power of God moved his heart. And even though the second week he's here, his prayer is difficulties, but he still continued to encourage himself that you should wait for the Lord. In one of the counselors' meeting, one of the counselors was sharing that actually his best prayer is always at home for some reason. He did not know why. So I still remember several years ago he testified that, you know, he did not feel satisfied when he left one of the SSC. Therefore, when he went home, he determined to pray even harder by himself at home. And later on, he was able to reach the spiritual peak at home to pray. So our prayer really does not stop over here. If you are a person who cannot truly have disciplined life, like you know yourself so far, I think you have been going through many things in your life, from high school, from junior high. You know if you are a self-disciplined person or you need other people's help. If you are a person that need a lot of people's help, I strongly urge you, please make some spiritual friends. The Bible says that in order to make friends, you first of all, you need to be friendly. So I believe that in your group, you must have a lot of spiritual friends. Please continue to talk to each other and to pray for each other. If a prayer is not as good as other people's describing, people are saying that it's wonderful indeed in prayer, their life being transformed, and to you, it seems like they are a lucky person, and you are always the one who left behind. But believe it or not, God is faithful. God will not disappoint anyone who truly seek after him. So please continue to wait for God, like Brother Jerry have shared with us. Wait for the Lord, and one day you will be like an eagle mounting up, fly high, and you can have your strength will be renewed. You can be a powerful and strong Christian. Now we shall invite Sister Shira. Bye.
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify about my during the year what happened on me, and actually. I feel very sorry about what I have done. Even I didn't sing very that big. I didn't do very big mistake, but I feel I'm sorry for God's glory. And for some reason I come to Arkansas, and actually I have tried to find a church, and I find some university which is near our church, but I can't because my ability. Just allow me to go to California because my TOEFL is not higher, and then that's why that's the only place I can go to study abroad. And in the beginning, when I go to Arkansas, and I determine myself, I have to be the light to God, and then so I determine I want to read the Bible in 1 year and pray every day. And so in the beginning, actually, some friends, they feel interesting about my behavior because I'm the only one Christian in my class. And so they also think they feel I'm easygoing, and so they like my friend with me. And actually, by God's blessing, and I also have a good apartment, also very cheap, which is near our university. And so day by day, and a lot of friends go to my apartment, and then just like whatever they want to do something, then they will invite me to do, and then maybe they will say, okay, come on, let's go to at the night I go to see the stars, and then gradually say, come on, let's go to a pub, something like that. And so, yeah, and I, of course, in the beginning, I say, oh, no, I'm not going to. But finally, I say, come on, it's okay, it's fine. And yeah, I know there's nothing there, but I finally go with them. And so, but I still, I try to keep Sabbath. I keep Sabbath. Actually, I keep Sabbath 90% during the first semester, during my study in Arkansas. But in fact, except Sabbath, I pray with my friend, and I just go outside and do something, not wrong thing, but just student, they just want to see any, they just want to go to any place they want to go, and then so any, a lot of friend, my classmates, they know, in our group, we are like four people, just like to play. And so during those times, I feel I'm in happiness because a lot of friends around me, and I feel, I just like, I think about, it's a kind of happiness because you don't feel you are alone. So whenever some people ask me, are you okay in Arkansas? I say, oh, that's nothing wrong. It's no problem there. It's just happy. Yeah, because a lot of friends around me. And finally, something happened. Yeah, because before this, some people, they think I'm a kind of righteous. And so sometimes whenever they have some trouble, and then they will invite me to help them solve some problems. And sometimes, of course, in the beginning, I don't want to be the mediator, but finally, you feel if somebody want you helping, and you think, oh, okay, yeah, I can help somebody, yeah. And then you start to feel proud about this. And then I try to solve some problem for them, and finally, the problem, it come from this kind of problem. So in one day, because before that, some of my friends, they say, oh, Sarah, you are such a good person. Okay, no matter what happened, or no matter something somebody say wrong with you, I always will stand on your side. I will be with you. Yeah, and then I think, oh, okay. And then, but something happened. It's, we have some meeting in our classroom, and I think there's something right we have to do, but almost our classmates, they don't want to do because they feel lazy about that. And I try to insist my opinion. And then, after that day, nobody go with me. Just anybody's gone. And then, during those days, I go to class by myself and go back home by my own. And so I really feel, and in this time, when I want to go back to see God, I find out God is far from me already. And but I try to pray, and then that's my first semester, and I realized there is no true friend in the world. There's really no true friend in the world. Yeah, because it's a the words belong to devil, and anybody just, they have a little weakness, and they cannot be strong. Of course, they cannot keep their promise or something like that. And then, I thank God about I have something happen like this, because without this, I even don't know I should turn back to God. And of course, I keep Sabbath, but every Saturday, but if you not really want to be holy in your whole life, in every day, it's just nothing. And then in the second, during the winter time, I went to Dallas to join the SSC, and then when I went back, there's one American, he introduced me to a Sabbath church. He said the church and the doctrine is very similar what you talk about, because you keep Sabbath from Friday night to Saturday. And I said, oh, really? There's a church stuff like this? Okay, I would like to see. And I go, I of course, in the beginning, I'm very careful about their doctrine, and I listen what they're talking about. And then whenever I have some problem, I will ask them, are you sure it's like this? And then they will show me, oh, because such and such, because the Bible says something like that. They even can turn the scripture, the verse from the Bible. And because during those times, I don't have time to really concentrate on Bible, because I have to study. And so, and whatever they say, and I think, I'm like, oh really? Okay. And then so, in the beginning, you join with their congregation, and then in the beginning, you sing hymns like this, but finally, you were singing like this, because you just will do the same thing with them. And then I, the church is very special. Why I also grew up in TJC when I was young, and I also. I'm a teacher, I'm RE teacher, and also I did a lot of holy work. And I thought my face is not so bad. And then, but that church is really special because most church in America, they don't keep Sabbath, they go to church on Sunday. And also the way they baptize different. But that those church, they keep Sabbath from Friday and to Saturday, and they also keep all the feasts. Like on March 9th, it's supposed to be the Jews' calendars on the first day of the year. So they start to, on the 14 days, they keep Passover. They also food washing, and then they keep the unleavened days. So just what we have studied in Leviticus, they keep all the feasts. And I thought about, wow, that's very special, because in the Acts, yes, they also keep something like this. So I start to kind of believe then. And they say they also have Holy Spirit, but most of the time they pray in home, they pray in town at home, but not in church, because they say nobody will understand what you're talking about. So that's meaningless. So they will speak Holy Spirit in town at home, and that's why I start to kind of believe what they say. And then finally then I find out they don't eat unclean food. And that's also very hard for me. So, but I would like to please God. So, I also don't eat. I didn't eat the clean food. I start to determine something like that. And then actually there's also another story. But my point is that I come back to this NYTS. That's also unexpected. But God leave me here, and I live in Pastor Huang's house, and I start talk about this kind of a question, and then by each one question he confirmed, he tell me it's not just like this, it should be like such and such. And I start to study Bible and pray. So 2 weeks ago in NYTS, I start to prepare my heart, because I know there's some problem with me. And I pray every morning, and I try to prolong the time I pray. And I also study the Bible. And finally, I find out there's really something wrong in the church, because in the Bible it's not really like this. Sometimes it's not really like this. But there's still something I cannot be... be persuaded why our church is really true. I don't want to lie, because if I have some problem or I want to ask, I don't want to lie. Even I think maybe if I just, I'm okay, then it would be, anybody will have something, they will not kind of scared, you come from other church, you're kind of, so, but I don't think lies is a good thing for me. So I just tell anybody what I have gone through, and then I thank God, and Pastor Huang, he tell me a lot of things like that. And so during this time, I try to, then I pray. And also I try to fast for my American friends. They are 40 years old. They are two couples, and they did a lot of things for us. But they went to Sunday church, and I feel sorry about them, because they did a lot of things for me, but I have nothing to do with them. So I determined to fast for them for 3 days, and then the 2 days. Whenever I think about it, I really pray. I really feel my strength, because I would like to save them. Even sometimes I think even if I die for them, it's okay. But the third day, I couldn't sleep, because I'm starving. I was starving. I cannot sleep. So I feel it's a really big burden for me. And in the third day, I start to think about why I should pray for them. If I just stay in California, and I find a job here, and maybe I can pray here for them. I don't need to fast 3 days for them. Why should I do something like this? And also in Arkansas, I'm also in dangers because there's no church. So I start to think about something like this. But whenever I think, okay, maybe I just stay here, but my spirit, my heart just feel somebody's rebuked me. How can you be so selfish? And then I say, okay, forget it. And then the third day, I start to pray for myself. And then whenever I felt I will be alone in Arkansas, I really cry. But I remember once when I cry, then my crying stopped. I don't know why, it just stopped. And then I can hear the voice tell me, "You are my children." And I feel that's a lot of comfort for me. And sometimes I still keep going pray for something like this. And I can feel God, He just stand beside my right side. And he say, "You don't need to worry about that because I'll be with you." Yes. I can feel very encouraged about the pastor. They talk about that we have to preach to all of the nations, because I can see in Arkansas there's a lot of young people. They are very humble. They really thirsty about God's word. And from Monday to Thursday after noontime, there's some church around our university. They held some field meal for students. So of course some people they want to save money and then they go there. And then when some people they will start to share some verse or their feeling about the Bible. And whenever somebody is standing there and they start to say something, all of the students, they just very quiet and very focused on what he's talking about. And I feel, wow, they are so thirsty. Even there's nothing. I mean, even just few words or few words, they just stop and put down their food and then very focused on what he's talking about. And so I can see a lot of fish is there. So they are all white people and very humble. As far as I know, that region is a Bible Belt, because a lot of people, they are conservative and they are kind of faithful Christians. But sometimes I also go to some Sunday church. They not mention a lot about Bibles. They maybe just give you one verse and they talk about their experience. Then I think that's why they feel very hungry about the word of life. So that's why I really feel encouragement about what the preacher say. But I know there's nothing to do if I do by myself. And I know I still have a lot of weakness. But anyway, I really hope those people, those younger and humble people, they can be saved too, because they are worthy. Because sometimes their behavior is really better than us, and they really want to search God, but the way they do is wrong. So that's why I think one day you have a time to go to Arkansas or South Central? okay. Actually, we have electricity. Okay, I mean, I hope you. I know there's still a lot of fish anyway. So, anybody, your English is really good. So you don't feel afraid about that, because there's time. I can feel I have a strong feeling about this. And then now I would like to share a verse with you. Now turn to Psalm chapter 16. verse 8 to 11. This is what I during my prayer I can feel a lot of feeling about this. Can we read together? Okay, go. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will be secure, because You will not abandon me to the grave, nor will You leave Your Holy One sick decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in Your presence, with eternal pleasure at Your right hand. Okay, may the girl. Oh, yeah, I forget. Yes, that's very important. I forget. I have a dream. I had a dream. But last is very special, because during this day, I really go to, I leave another sister's house, and I join with a night congregation, and I have a lot of encouragement from the sermon. And one night I have a dream. I dreamed there is a boat. I and my roommates, I have three roommates. They just stand beside me, and we are in a building, but we are in the higher stories. Maybe it's the highest. And then suddenly we see there is something in the sky. There's something golden and shiny, and then we just put our hand and look at that. That is a boat. That is a golden boat. And on the boat, there is a cross. And they just go down, near to us. And just very, almost very close. But when it's really very close to us, I see there's a building. And on the building, there's a cross too. And there are almost 12 windows, and each window they standing each people, and they just look like us, black hair and it's my first time to join the NYTS. I really, I don't know. Then I see there's a 水盆, how to say 水盆, and a tower. It's just like some people is living in there. And also there's another people that is standing in these windows, and they are kind of people speak Japanese or Malaysia. I don't know who will come to the NYTS, but actually I dream something like this. And they just wave to me and something like this. And I was even I don't know then. And then the boat start to just, they just like float, and then away, little bit. But they still just in the sky, in the air, and then a little bit far from us. But we still can see that boat just there, right there. And then one of my roommates, he hold a bunch of papers. It's just like this thick, and okay, A4. And he said, "Can you send this paper to those people? I would like to have some survey for them." I don't know what kind of survey he wants, but okay. Anyway, I say, okay. But I thought about, but they are far from me, and how can I fly there? And I say, can you? And then I think about, okay, just God can help me. And then I put the paper. This is the window. And outside there's some also 一个台子, bakery, just 一个台子. So I put a paper outside there, and I start to pray and very hard, God, please help, because my roommates, they need it, and you have to show them you are true God. And then the paper, then after that, the paper start to fly. Okay, I wish I have a lot of paper here. Okay, anyway, just one by one, and they fold it, and they each other, and then fly to that boat. And then finally it come back, each paper, and one by one, each paper come back on my bed. And then I think, okay, I have to see what they're writing about. And then I really concentrate what's the content in there. So, and some paper they have writes, they answer every question. So that people is kind of very very diligent for the, for what he study. And but some people I turn out the papers is white, it's nothing there. It's like it's kind of even some question is easy, but he's lazy to answer. So okay, then my dream is almost like this, and I don't know why I have this dream. And another day, I didn't tell any other people. Another day, there's a brother, there's an uncle, brother. Okay, he took us to join in the night congregation. Some Beijing's friends, also our brothers and sister. They are all sister, and we see the sky. We saw there's a boat, the cloud. It's just a boat and the cross and a boat, the cloud. It's just like what I dreamed yesterday. I mean, the cloud is not different, but it's just there. And in the beginning, I just look and okay. Then, but they behind me and say, hey, you look that. Then I look again. Oh yes. Then I think about yes, that's just what I dreamed yesterday, and I don't know what's that mean. Then during this time, I start to pray, and by prayer, I start to confirm. I can confirm about, yes, our church is really true, yeah. Because, during the sermon, prayer, and the Holy Spirit, and I feel God. But there's still one thing I cannot confirm. Why our church is only one true church? Why we are the only people be safe? I still cannot confirm this one. And then I pray to God, and I start have a headache because I feel trouble about this. If I don't know this answer, and I really don't know how to keep going about my faith. And then I start to think about, oh, it's just like then. That boat is an ark. It's the only ark. And the people in the ark, okay, they send back the paper. Even some people they really diligent, but some people they are kind of lazy. But they are in the ark. So I think about, yes, that's why our church is really church, it's only ark. And yesterday I talked Past Huang, I have this dream, and I feel I'm kind of excited to tell him about this. I would like to have testimony about this. And he heard about this dream, and he asked me, "How come you are not in the ark?" I'm like, "Oh my goodness, I'm not in the ark." Yes, that's very terrible. So. Yes, then I think about I have been baptized, I have Holy Spirit, but why I'm not in the ark? And I realize because I don't believe our true church is the only one true church. Yes, I have to believe. Yes, so that's one thing I want to encourage anybody. And thanks God, may all glory be.
When Sister Sarah emailed us that she'd like to join NYTS, we still make her part-timers, auditors, because she did not register. But in light of that, there is no schools, no church over there, and so many things that, but the rule is the rule, so we make her to stay in brother and sister's house. But when we have chance to talk, I start to realize, wow, it is indeed how easy our faith can be misled. When we are away and when we are alone, and when we join other congregations and they keep flipping Bible verse tell us that, they don't eat unclean food. you should not eat unclean food. You know, they keep the feast, all kinds of holidays, Jewish holidays. It's in the Bible, so we should keep all these Jewish holidays. So when we are chatting, I figure out, wow, you know, she was an IE teacher. She served the Lord greatly when she was in her country. Now she just departed from the church maybe for 1 year. Then everything started to change. I started to realize how important for you to have brother and sister to talk to encourage to really share with you the solid food, the pure food. Otherwise, so easy we may got to be contaminated. And really thank God that she is able, determined to come back to join NYTS. So difficult to convince brother and sister that this is the only one true church. If the Lord did not open our heart, even though we give you a lot of Bible verses, you know, many concepts, you still doubt, how come this is only one true church? And really, God loved her. And God, this vision is not only for her, it's also for you. There's only one ark. And in that boat, a lot of Orientals are inside. You know, indeed, so far, still a lot of Orientals inside, but hopefully in the future, there are non-Orientals can come inside this boat. But at her dreams, that confirms her that, and in the prayer, give her understanding that, indeed, this is one true church. So in case it's your problem about this concept, I really urge you to pray to the Lord heart, to talk to brothers and sisters continuously, so that no matter where you go, you can stand firm about the truth. You know, even though sometimes we have an urge to preach to the gospel, but when we are like a wolf, like a sheep in the wolves, so easy we might devour by the wolf. Because simply our understanding is not as firm. So we should continue to pray, especially pray for those who go to a school. There is no church. And in this prayer, we also pray for those who do not have Holy Spirit. We are concentrate, let's focus on these two things. Yeah. So our prayer can be very focused for those who do not receive Holy Spirit, for those who might not have church to go to, for your friends. May their faith can be kept. May those who do not have Holy Spirit can receive the Holy Spirit. Thank God. Today, there's another brother, a true seeker, actually received the Holy Spirit. Huh? I told him last night that if you have your hair cut, you can receive Holy Spirit. And this morning, his hair is not cut, but he still received Holy Spirit. But he told me that yesterday, she told God, I want to have my hair cut, but simply don't have time. So as long as you tell the Lord will listen to you. Anyway, but we thank God for everything. Let's all come to the front and pray hard.